What's going on, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Bear Performance Podcast. I am your host, Nick Bear, CEO of Bear Performance Nutrition, and today we are talking perspective, because in 5 days, we're 5 days away from my 30th birthday, which is absolutely insane and crazy to think about. Remember a few years ago saying, man, 30's coming up. And literally, I could click my fingers, and the years have flown by. The years have absolutely flown by. 5 days away from 30 years old. 3 decades. And the reason I want to bring up perspective in regards to turning 30 years old, and this is going to be a shorter episode because it's something that's been, it was going through my mind the other day. And I thought it was a very interesting and a very important topic to talk about right now, especially with everything going on in the world and things we see on social media and just things going on a daily basis. And I think we pull, or I pull at least, a lot of perspective from the online community just because I see the way people react to certain things or certain situations, circumstances, the way they address a discussion. And to me, it is very oftentimes immature, uneducated, and lacks perspective. And I think as I get older, one of the greatest skills that I want to get better at, I don't want to say master, but I don't think you ever master this skill, but something I gain a greater respect for and improve is having perspective in everything that I ever come across. Having a greater perspective in things in terms of life decisions, other people's opinions, discussions, things going on in the world, things going on in my personal life, the way I respond to emotionally driven topics or anything. You know, I think, a little side note, I think a lot of people, myself included, we all do it. We react to certain things based off of an emotional impulse. So you see something happen, you hear about something, you experience something. More times than none, your emotions are going to be the first thing that react, and your next decision, your next thought is driven by emotions. And some of the best decision makers, some of the greatest CEOs and leaders in the entire world make decisions, informed decisions that are deliberate and eliminate a factor of emotion to make the best decision from a greater perspective. I think it's the best way to put it. You know, so many people are emotionally driven, and those emotions derive from experiences, personal opinions, passions, ideas, or beliefs that they are married to and don't want to give up on, or they just don't want to be wrong. And a lot of decisions and reactions are emotionally driven behind things such as those. And what happens is you can't make a decision or talk about something that has greater perspective, right? So as I'm approaching 30 years old in the next 5 days, the thing that has crossed my mind is that after 30 and beyond, every year after that, I hope to gain a greater perspective and ability to have a better, larger perspective on everything as I get older, and to reason and understand with other people's opinions, ideas, thoughts, situations, things going on. That's what I want to do every year as I get older, is have the ability, the better ability, to have a greater perspective. And I was thinking of this example. You know, as I've built my business over the years, and as I've scaled Bear Performance Nutrition from my tiny college apartment to where it is now with 15 full-time employees and contracted employees, athletes and ambassadors, and a large team, as we've grown, my ability to have a greater perspective and through the decision-making process has had to change in order for us to grow and scale. So imagine this from a military war perspective, whether it's training, whether it's like a wartime. This is kind of the way I was just picturing it in my head. And I was thinking about this as I was thinking about this podcast episode on my run the other day. And imagine there's a military unit on the ground in training or in combat, and there's just mass chaos. There's explosions. There's dust everywhere. You can't see much. You're moving from building to building or room to room, and all you see is a small part of everything that's going on, and you're trying to make a decision. You're trying to make your next move based off of what you see. You don't see everything. You only see what is in front of you. It's cloudy. Like I said, there's dust flying up. There's explosions. There's loud noises. Your ability to see clearly is limited. So the decision you're making is only from what you personally see. And that's the best decision you can make. Now, if we say, for example, there are birds in the sky, you have some helicopters up above that have a large picture perspective. You know, they're thousands of feet up and they're seeing the entire battlefield. They're seeing things you don't see. They are seeing the people across the road. They're seeing groups of other units or enemies half mile away. They're seeing the battlefield, the training facility, completely different from the people on the ground who have limited perspective. And obviously, what happens in the military is there's communication. The guys up in the sky with the aerial assets, they are painting a picture for the guys on the ground to help maneuver and facilitate their movement to make the best decision possible, because their perspective is greater. They see more. They see what's going to happen 5 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now, 20 minutes from now. They see other people moving in. They see other units closing or leaving. Their perspective is thousands of feet up with a greater view of what's going on. They can paint a better picture of that battlefield for the people on the ground. I think that's the best way to describe it. So one of my goals, one of my personal goals is, and I by no means am one of these people that are going to say, this is how you have to live your life. This is how you have to make decisions. No, a lot of the times the things I'm talking about, things that I'm personally experiencing and I am sharing the way I am personally growing, the way I am personally training, the way I am growing and scaling Bear Performance Nutrition, I am never going to be someone that says, you need to, you should. There's plenty of people out there to do that. That ain't me. I'm just sharing my perspective on the world, on my life, and where I want to take it. So what I want to do as I get older, every day, every week, every month, every year, I want to have the ability to, when something happens, something sparks a reaction, something sparks an emotion, I'm able to pull myself away from the picture and the situation. And instead of making an impulsive reaction, a reactive, emotionally driven decision, I'm going to stop, be deliberate, pull myself up into the sky. I'm going to get that 10,000 foot view of the entire picture, of the entire battlefield, of the entire thing going on. And I'm going to look at what's going on now. What's going to happen 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes? What's happening now that's going to cause some sort of reaction later on? And then, after pulling myself from the picture, having a greater perspective, making an educated, informed, and deliberate decision, that's how I make the best decision possible to move forward. It's not reactive. It's not emotionally driven. It's not something I'm married to. It's the best, most educated, informed decision I can possibly make because I'm looking at it from a greater perspective. That's how I want to apply everything I do in my life. I don't make decisions because I'm married to something. I don't make decisions because that's the way it is. That's the way it's always going to be. I'm open. I'm an open-minded person. And I'm going to make my mind up on certain things or topics or discussions based off of being someone of perspective. Someone that's able to appreciate everything that's going on. Someone that's able to appreciate people's opinions and thoughts and processes and discussions and decisions. Not based off of what I'm married to, that being a thought or a theory, but an educated, informed choice. So, as I approach 30 in the next 5 days, that's what's been on my mind. Is that I think every year, for the past decade or so, I've tried to improve my ability to make informed, educated decisions with larger perspective of everything that's going on. And I think personally, if more people did that, if more people made decisions and thoughts and made opinions with greater perspective rather than these reactive, impulsive decisions right away that are driven behind emotions, the world would be a lot better place. Whole lot better place. And that's one thing I wanted to share with people that listen to this podcast. It's something that's going on in my head as I get older, as I approach 30. It's hard to say. Don't want to leave the 20s, I'm not going to lie. 20s were a blast. I think the 30s are going to be more of a blast, but something about leaving the 20s, I don't know what it is, man. I don't know. So like I said, this is going to be a shorter episode of the podcast. Little nugget of thought, something that's been driving through my brain and my mind and that I wanted to share. So as always, appreciate the support. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.